Welcome to Animal Concerns of Texas, ACT Radio. I'm Greg Lawson.
I'm Tom Linney.
And I'm Liz Walsh.
Here on ACT, we discuss how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
And we also discuss why a plant-based diet is the healthiest for humans and the best thing that one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about the environment, if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with author Ruby Roth. That's a little later in the show, but first some news.
As you may have heard, on October the 26th, the World Health Organization released a report stating that processed meats, such as bacon, sausage, hot dogs, and deli meats, cause cancer. They placed processed meats in the same category as tobacco and asbestos. The report also stated that red meat probably causes cancer. Red meat, when cooked at high temperature, such as by grilling, broiling, or pan frying, creates heterocyclic amines, which is a carcinogenic substance. The report from the World Health Organization was the result of a collaboration between the WHO, the World Cancer Research Fund, and the American Institute of Cancer Research. They assembled some of the world's leading researchers who examined 800 studies from countries around the world, which included data from hundreds of thousands of human participants. It's sad that most people would rather die than give up bacon. When the WHO report made the news, a coworker said to me, "Well, everything causes cancer." No, he was just trying to rationalize his bad eating habits. Some things prevent cancer. Cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cabbage have been proven to reduce the risk of cancer. And some things have been shown to reverse cancer, like the spice turmeric and ginger. There are several studies that have shown that ginger root could be more effective against certain types of cancer than more harmful interventions like chemotherapy and radiation. A study from the University of Michigan Comprehensive Cancer Center discovered that ginger actually caused the death of ovarian cancer cells. A study published in the British Journal of Nutrition in 2012 found that ginger also shows extraordinary effects against prostate cancer. Ginger actually tricks the cancer cells into killing themselves. As a result, it shrank prostate tumors by an average of 56%. The best thing about ginger cancer treatments, it's non-toxic. While conventional therapies like chemo and radiation can cause great harm and even kill patients, the ginger targets the cancer only and leaves the rest of the body alone. As Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said over 2,000 years ago, "Let food be thy medicine."
From one green planet, the Amazon rainforest is disappearing right before our eyes. In the past 20 years alone, an area the size of two Germanys has been clear-cut from this ancient tropical rainforest, and this is hardly the full extent of the damage. As the Amazon loses trees, it is also losing its ability to regulate weather patterns, which is causing massive droughts in Sao Paulo, Brazil. To make matters worse, all of the animals native to the Amazon are being put in grave danger as their home is destroyed right in front of them. Pushed to its limits, this ancient rainforest is crumbling at the hands of humans, leaving us to wonder, what is driving this destruction? To find that answer, you might not have to look much further than your very own plate. In the Amazon, deforestation is largely driven by agriculture. Specifically, in the Brazilian region of the Amazon, around 80% of deforestation is caused by cattle ranching, and this rate increased by 29% in the past year alone. Deforestation related to soy production for livestock feed in Brazil is responsible for 29% of the country's greenhouse gas emissions. And around 70% of the world's soy is fed directly to livestock, and only 6% of soy is turned into human food, which is mostly consumed in other countries. As the world's population increases and demand for meat and other animal products rises, this destruction is only set to increase. Researchers from the University of Cambridge found that given current deforestation rates, between 1 to 2 major species groups are wiped out for every 10% of forest cover that is cleared. So the next time you take a bite of a burger, imagine the massive bite that producing that beef took out of the Amazon rainforest. By choosing to eat more plant-based foods, you can drastically cut your carbon footprint, save precious water supplies, and help ensure that vital crop resources are fed to people rather than livestock. With the wealth of available plant-based options available, it has never been easier to eat with the planet in mind.
George Werdner in WildlifeNews.com reports that Florida has just held its first bear hunt in several decades, targeting 300 of the bears for death. Just 3 years ago, the black bear was listed as threatened, and the state's bears had not been hunted since 1994. According to representatives of the Florida Wildlife Commission, the reason for the hunt is that a growing bear population is contributing to greater conflicts between humans and bears. Hunters and the Wildlife Commission like to portray the issue as problem bears. But the reality is that there are no problem bears, only problem humans. Most of these conflicts are due to human negligence. People leaving food attractants like unsecured garbage cans, which train bears to forage near humans. Ironically, indiscriminate hunting is not likely to reduce conflicts. For one thing, most hunters do not hunt immediately next to the subdivisions where most conflicts are occurring. Rather, they are more likely to hunt in the larger parcels of public or private lands. So the animals that hunters are killing are not the ones likely to be the ones that are wandering to the edges of the communities. The second problem with indiscriminate hunting is that it's difficult for a hunter to determine the sex of a bear. Many females with cubs are killed, leaving the young bears orphaned. Orphaned bears are inexperienced at foraging and desperate to eat and are more likely to be attracted to human foods. So, in effect, hunting only exacerbates the problem that the Florida Wildlife Commission seeks to solve. The worst part of the hunt is that it ignores the social ecology of the predators. The Fish and Game Agency always talks about maintaining populations. The problem with this kind of management is that it ignores the demographics of wildlife. Hunting tends to skew populations towards younger animals. So even if you maintain the same population, if the population consists of many young, inexperienced animals, you automatically create conflicts. Young animals are less likely to know the location of natural food resources and are less successful as hunters. As a consequence, they are the very animals most likely to seek out garbage, livestock, and other human resources. It suggests that wildlife agencies can't be trusted to manage predators. However, predator numbers will not grow indefinitely. They're self-managing primarily by the availability of prey and food, as well as social interaction. Except for perhaps very specific surgical removal of individual animals, there is no good justification for killing predators. Predators serve important ecological functions. Bears, for instance, move seeds of some plants around, like think of the huckleberry that could be deposited in their droppings. Hunting of predators makes no sense in today's world.
Stay with us. Coming up next is a conversation with Ruby Roth. Featured on CNN, Fox, Today, and other major media outlets, Ruby is the leading author and illustrator of vegan and vegetarian books for children. Vegan since 2003, Roth was teaching art in an elementary school when her students' fascination with veganism inspired her to write That's Why We Don't Eat Animals in 2009, the first book of its kind in children's literature. Vegan is Love and V is for Vegan followed. Today, Roth's books have been translated into multiple languages, including German, Italian, Korean, French, Polish, and Slovenian. That's next on Animal Concerns of Texas.